Well, boys and girls, this morning I heard an interesting story very recently, and I thought that it would be a story well worth repeating for you and me today. It's a story that relates to a very wealthy man and his son who loved to collect the rare works of art, and they had very many paintings in their collection which they had hung up around their home in various places. And those paintings were painted by artists like Picasso and Raphael, Van Gogh, whatever. Very often they would invite people to their home, and when the people would come, they would let them walk around their home and they would look at all these beautiful paintings and they would talk about the background of those paintings, and then they would have some supper together. And then after the guests would leave, the father and the son, they would sit down and they would just browse through these different paintings because they really loved this art collection. However, the Vietnam War broke out and the man's son was called up to serve in the forces, and so he had to go off to Vietnam, and there he was involved in the war. Very sadly, he was killed one day in battle when he was trying to rescue another soldier who had been shot. The father in due course was notified of his son's death, and he grieved very deeply for his son because he'd already lost his wife, and his son was the only thing he had left that was so important to him. Just about a month later, coming up to Christmas, there was a knock on his door one day, and the man went out and he opened the door, and standing outside his door was a young man, and the young man had a parcel in his hand. And the young man said to him, "Sir, you don't know me, but I'm the soldier that your son tried to save. I'm the young man who was shot in battle, and your son was killed trying to save me." He said, "I've come to see you today, and your son and I often talked about how much you loved art. And," he said, "I've brought something with me today, and I hope that you will receive it from me as a gift." The young man then proceeded to carefully open a package that he'd brought with him. And when he opened the package, he lifted up a portrait of the man's son. He said, "Sir, when I was recovering in hospital after your son had died," he said, "I painted this portrait of your son." He said, "What do you think of it?" The father looked at the portrait and he said to the young man, with the tears streaming down his face, he said, "I think it's absolutely brilliant." He said, "You have caught the personality of my son." He said, "I will cherish this forever. Let me pay you for it." The young man said, "No, sir." He said, "It's not a great painting, but I know your son would have loved you to have it." He said, "I want you to take it as a gift." The young man left and the father went in. He hung up the painting above the mantelpiece. It was given pride of place in the home. And every time visitors would come, they would look at the portrait of his son, and very often the man would stand with the tears streaming down his face. But just a couple of months later, the father died. It was stipulated in his will that all the paintings were to be sold, along with all his property and the house and everything that he owned. So one day a crowd gathered in the room. The auctioneer was there, and various people had come from various parts of the world because they'd heard about these great paintings and they wanted to buy them. And they were all sitting together when the auctioneer stepped forward to his little desk. And he said, "Now the first painting to be sold today," he says, "is here." And he lifted up the portrait of the son. And he said to all those who were gathered, he said, "Tell me, who will take the son? Who will take the son?" They all shook their heads. One man cried out and he said, "For goodness sake," he said, "we've come here today," he says, "to look at good paintings." He said, "Remove that," he says, "let's get on with the auction. That's the real reason why we're here." The auctioneer said again, he said, "Who will take the son?" He said, "Will somebody start the bidding on this portrait?" People sat silently. Nobody moved. And then an old man who had been the gardener of the father and son was sitting at the back of the room, and he stood up
And he put up his hand and he said, I'll give you $10 for the painting. The auctioneer waited. He said, any improved bids? A wealthy man sitting in the front row got to his feet and he shaked his fist and he said, look, we didn't come here today for this. Give the man the painting and let's get on with the auction. The auctioneer said, any further bids? Nobody spoke. He said, going once, going twice, going three times. Sold to the man at the back of the room. He said, folks, you're gathered here today. I just want to tell you that the auction's over. The people looked at him. The wealthy man got up again to his feet and he said, what do you mean the auction's over? He said, we've come today to see all these pictures of Picasso and Van Gogh. Let's see these pictures. That's why we're here. The auctioneer said, no. He said, I'm sorry. It was stipulated in the old man's will. He said, whoever would take the portrait of his son would get all the other paintings and his home and all his possessions. So he said, the old man at the back has got everything because he took the son. The old man didn't know what to say. But there he was coming in with absolutely nothing and going out with absolutely everything because he took the portrait of the son. You know, I can't help but think at times that God in these days when few have any interest in anything spiritual is standing today and he's saying, who will take the son? Who will take my son? The one who died on the cross for your sins. The one who lives today that you need never die. The one on whom you'll find everything in time and for the whole of eternity. Who will take my son? Have you taken him to be your Savior? Have you come in faith and repented of your sin and embraced him? Because I'll tell you this. If you have Christ, you have everything. You might never have a house full of paintings. You might never be any richer than the old gardener sitting at the back of the room. But in Jesus Christ, you will have everything. Tell me today, if you're not saved, will you take the Son? Will you receive Christ as your Savior? Or will you stand like the wealthy man and shake your fist and say, that's not why I'm here. That's not why I'm here. Well, I'm telling you today, that's why I'm here. That you might take the Son. And that you might find in Christ everything that you need. Who will take the Son? Will you?